From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Bendam. The Obama administration is trying to do major damage control after the whistleblower website WikiLeaks released hundreds of thousands of State Department documents today. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the cables give a behind-the-scenes glimpse into the sometimes embarrassing side of U.S. diplomacy.
The classified documents include unflattering portraits of many world leaders, from Germany's Angela Merkel to Libya's Muammar Gaddafi. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton reached out to officials in many countries before the cables made their way to internet sites. The White House said that these are candid reports from the field and do not reflect U.S. policy, and the State Department warned that they could put international cooperation at risk. The cables include U.S. concerns about nuclear safety in Pakistan and private diplomatic discussions about North and South Korea. There are also directives encouraging U.S. diplomats to collect personal information about top U.N. officials. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Meanwhile, Secretary Clinton is traveling to four nations in Central Asia and the Persian Gulf, a trip that was planned before the WikiLeaks development. Clinton begins her trip on Tuesday in Kazakhstan, where she'll lead a U.S. delegation to a summit of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Presidential elections in Haiti have run into trouble. 12 of the 18 candidates have called for the vote to be annulled. NPR's Jason Bobby in Port-au-Prince reports that the candidates are claiming there was massive fraud in the balloting.
After two-thirds of the presidential candidates called the vote a sham, protests erupted across the country. Haitians took to the streets, also denouncing the polls. The boycotting candidates include two of the frontrunners. They accused President René Préval's government of stuffing ballot boxes and intimidating voters in an effort to boost the candidate from Préval's party. Protests in the capital were dominated by supporters of presidential hopeful Michel Martelly, the compa musician known as Sweet Mickey. Haitian election officials, however, called the voting a success and said there were only a few problems nationwide. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
More details have emerged about the Somali-born teenager accused of trying to blow up a van full of explosives at a Christmas tree lighting ceremony in Portland on Friday night. Authorities say Mohammed Osman Mohammed yelled, "God is great," before he thought he was setting off a bomb that turned out to be a dud set up by undercover agents who'd been tracking Mohammed for several months. Mohammed was charged with trying to set off a weapon of mass destruction. He does have a court appearance set for Monday. Police in Oregon say a fire at the same Islamic center where Muhammad had worshipped was arson. Authorities say they will not tolerate retribution for the teenager's alleged car bombing attempt. The fire damaged one room at the Salman al-Farsirisi Islamic Center before dawn. The FBI is offering up to $10,000 for information leading to a conviction. This is NPR. The actor Leslie Nielsen has died. He was 84 years old. He was perhaps best known as Lieutenant Frank Drebin in the comedic cop series The Naked Gun. NPR's J.J. Sutherland has this remembrance.
Nielsen died of complications from pneumonia at a hospital near his home in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Nielsen's career spanned more than 60 years. He appeared in more than 100 films and 1,500 TV programs, playing hundreds of characters. He began his work in dramatic roles and was cast as the romantic lead in the 1956 science fiction hit Forbidden Planet. But it was his role later in life, in the 1980 spoof Airplane, that redefined his career.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
After Airplane, his reputation as a comedic actor was made. He appeared in numerous comedies, most notably the Naked Gun films, where he used his signature deadpan delivery in the midst of farcical extremes. J.J. Sutherland, NPR News.
The great exodus from grandma's house back home after the holiday has begun, and some travelers say it hasn't been easy. George Rogers says he's trying to get back to Boston from New York.
It's much worse than it was last year in terms of, like, last year I didn't have any problems, and this year I do.
Like what?
Like, I missed my train, and I'm gonna be late getting home.
On the West Coast, bad weather is the problem. Gusty winds on icy roads are causing slow traffic on California's Golden State Freeway. European Union governments have okayed a bailout deal for Ireland. The Irish government put out a statement today saying the International Monetary Fund and the 16 Eurozone nations will be involved. Britain, Sweden, and Denmark will all put up bilateral loans. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.